What's up, everybody? It's Lisha Maurice. Welcome back to the wrestling room. I have with me. This is where y'all introduce yourselves. What the fuck?
But who goes first is
It doesn't matter. Speak.
Okay. Mr. Carrot, MKT, MKT in the bit. You know, we back in the bit. Like what? Like Lilo and Stitch. You heard me.
And it's Maya, aka Forsaken Melodies, back at it again.
All right, so
and
we ain't been here in a while, and thanks to Carrot, you guys didn't get a Rumble episode.
don't name drop.
We'll talk about that later. If I could find remove the show audio from the episode and just have the three of us, because we were really the only ones in the call that were talking. I'll see if I can do something with that. Otherwise, that's a canned episode. So
how's wrestling
this week? This week, I don't even want to talk about the shows.
Yeah,
I will run through this real quick. Welcome back, Naomi.
Yeah,
she signed her contract on SmackDown Friday.
Yeah.
Tiffany Stratton has been moved to the main roster. She is now on SmackDown as well.
Yay!
And Monday we will get the decision of which brand Bron Breakker will be on, because Adam Pearce decided that he wanted to walk in right before my guy was about to ink that damn contract and say, "Hey, I got something for you on Monday." And Bron was just like, "All right, bet, Nick, I want to hear AP out, and then I'll make my decision." So hopefully he comes to SmackDown, but 9 times out of 10, he's probably going to go to Raw, because apparently he had something with Gunther back in NXT that they might try to want to rehash. As far as the shows this week, that's it.
You're forgetting one person.
Trinity has one more appearance on TNA, so, and then after that, I think that's this coming Thursday, and then after that, Naomi can officially take over as far as WWE goes. Who am I forgetting?
Miss Jade Cargo.
She has not signed any contract for either show. She just showed up on SmackDown.
So we still wait on that one.
We are going to just get right to it. The title of this episode is "We Want Cody." I'm taking this personal, and for a multitude of reasons. May 23rd, 2023, I went on Twitter and I tweeted, "I need Rock and Roman right now, set it up." And then proceeded to buy tickets to WrestleMania in hopes that that would be the main event. Fast forward to 60 plus days before WrestleMania, I no longer want that to be the main event of night 2 or 1. And it all goes back to the Rumble. Last weekend was the Royal Rumble. Cody Rhodes did a two-peat. However, because CM Punk has weak-ass arms, the entire schedule for Mania has now changed. CM Punk got injured. Cody Rhodes won. At the end, when Cody won, he made his choice right there in the ring, and he chose Roman Reigns.
We get to Monday Night Raw.
He's cutting his promo, telling everyone he was going to be at SmackDown on Friday. And Seth Broken Rollins comes out in a crop top, royal blue suit.
Why you gotta call him Broken Rollins?
He essentially stands in the ring and begs Cody to face him at WrestleMania. he brings up his dad, which y'all have to stop doing. Y'all are ulting, knowing that anytime anyone says anything about Dusty, Cody's eyes get really, really full and the tears begin to well up. So Cody says, I'm going to SmackDown. I'll let you know. Blah, blah, blah. But everyone already knew what it was. Fast forward to Friday. Roman Reigns actually shows up to work for once. Congratulations. That's 3 weeks in a row. We're proud of you. And he cuts an amazing promo. I'm sorry. I don't care who didn't like that shit. He roasted the fuck out of Seth.
Buried everybody.
He buried Seth. He buried the World Heavyweight Championship and told Cody, if you pick anyone else, you're fucking stupid. He then proceeds to call for Cody. Cody comes out. Cody tells him to his face, you already know what's up. You are my choice. I am still going to face you, just not at WrestleMania. Roman looks confused. Cody says, I mentioned that I spoke to some council, and this person on this council you know very well, and then if you smell what the Rock is cooking, pops, and Dwayne the Ball Johnson comes out.
Roman, yay,
looks like he's seen a ghost. He makes his slow ass way to the fucking ring per use. Within the last five, it took Rock 5 minutes to get from the entrance to the ring to Roman's face.
That's half of an Undertaker entrance.
So he gets down there. He daps up Cody. He whispers something in Cody's ear, and you can see Cody's heart drop. His eyes swell up with tears once again. He proceeds Shut up! He proceeds to go and leave the ring. And then Rock and Roman have a stare down. Which is where the show ends. And the chaos began on social media. What are you guys' thoughts?
I'm going to let Kara go because it's going to be Maya Mayhem.
All right. Well, when I seen that, I don't watch the show's too crazy, but I definitely look like, you know, highlights, recaps, because I don't find the time to watch like the full shows. But when I seen it happen, like when I was on Twitter, I'm like, bro, I don't even want to see what happened on the rest of SmackDown. I'm not gonna lie, it made my spirit kind of like, I don't know, perturbed. I was like, Cody was supposed to be the one, you know, he was supposed to be the man to go do it. And like, even if he didn't win at WrestleMania, it was just like you wanted to see him at least fight Roman one more time. And it's just like, and knowing all the business that's happening behind doors right now with the reason why that's happening is so stupid. Like, to have a legend, to basically have a legend just come in and take your place because we really want to do this. It's stupid. You have all this talent, which they've been building. I feel like they've been building the roster really well on both Raw and SmackDown. You have all this talent that you could have used that people know good and well enough. And I'm not saying like I don't like a good Legends match. Like, having a legend once in a while, it's still good. Like, I'm still fine with that. But it's just that it was just mad weird and random. And kind of to take that away from like a big star like Cody, whose entire gimmick right now was to solely say finish his story, is crazy. And honestly, just because of that, since we know we're going to get Roman and Rock, we know Roman is going to retain, because there's no way they're going to have Rocky here win the title to hold it for like a month or so. Like, it's, I don't know. To me, the entire thing was just stupid. I seen that, and I was, just as everybody else, I was very upset. Obviously everybody, like, we definitely want Cody. But knowing WWE, or like at least the higher ups. I'm pretty sure Triple H wants Cody too, but higher ups are obviously calling for something else.
And
so,
the higher ups is Dwayne The Rock Johnson, him fucking
yeah, which is
using his position at TKO to get what the fuck he wants. They're saying that he has his own creative team. And he feels like this match could save WrestleMania when WrestleMania didn't need saving to begin with.
That also doesn't make sense because it's just like, bro, you've been doing movies for how long? You haven't even, I don't want to say he hasn't been in the business because I don't know what backdoor people he got to know. But if you were really paying attention to the product, you would know that it doesn't need no saving. Like, don't get me wrong, I would love to see CM Punk at WrestleMania too, but that's tough, he's hurt, but there's way more people, way more talent that you could have used in Europe in his place to go against Seth. Like everybody else was saying, Drew McIntyre is definitely a big one. Like having Drew McIntyre finally get that chance to his big moment in front of an audience was like what we all kind of expected, and that not happening now because we know Cody's gonna go for Seth is also very stupid. It fucked up everything. It fucked up everything. Everything is mad weird now. And no, at this point, I don't think anybody's happy. But if Dwayne is smart enough and sees the backlash he's getting, then he'll probably, like, I hope that they'll change it up to where they somehow have Cody inject himself back to fighting Roman. But, like, this can only last for, like, a week or so. Like, I don't want to say a week or so. This can only last, like, not so long until they change it up. Because that We Want Cody had over 100,000 tweets, was trending like crazy. And if there's no reception from that, from all the YouTube videos and shit being made on, then I'm sorry, he's just tone deaf.
Cody is still trending currently on Twitter. It has 300,000 tweets. In the hashtag alone, there's one for We Want Rocky that only has 15K tweets in it, but for the most part, Maya, before you go, I want to read this tweet from Dwayne The Rock Johnson that was tweeted at 1 o'clock this morning.
Mm-hmm.
He tweeted, "There's a word for this. Explosive, insane reaction. Undeniable. No matter the era, the decade, or the city, the energy and connection between the people's champ and the people can never be broken. And it's truly an electrifying experience that creates chills every single time. Thank you, Birmingham, Alabama. We made magical history in the Magic City. Thank you, WWE, and thank you, Cody, for the love and the house. Dream and soul man. Roman, there's only one head of the table. I'll see you in Vegas, Uso." So there is a press conference on Thursday in Las Vegas that will be live on Peacock. They're saying that WrestleMania 41 is most likely going to be held in Vegas. I would not be in attendance because who the fuck is spending that type of money? And as far as what they're doing for that in particular, who knows what this poster is even saying. It says WrestleMania 40 kickoff Thursday, February 8th. It starts at, it'll be 4 o'clock there, so it'll be 7 here. 3 hours, yeah, it'll be 7 here. And it says The Rock and Roman Reigns are set to have an iconic face-off at the kickoff. They have re-uploaded the moment at the end of SmackDown, and they cut Cody out of it completely. So once the music pops, you see Roman's face, you see Rock come out, it's a jump cut. Then you just see the two of them staring at each other. You don't even see Cody leaving out the ring. However, where WWE fucked up is they did not remove the full segment, which is the video that has the most dislikes in WWE history on their YouTube channel. That video is still up there, but they uploaded a smaller version cutting Cody out of it completely. Something's got to give. Something needs to be done. Triple H needs to put his fucking foot down and listen to the people. Because y'all going to fuck around and get booed. And I will be there participating in the booing. Maya, you have the floor.
Alrighty. So, first of all, I'm sorry. I'm not going to censor my feelings. I know that you sit there and you say that to. This is...
Go ahead. This is an uncensored podcast.
I know. None of that. I know. I'm just putting it out there. Quite honestly, fuck all that fucking publicity shit. Because regardless of if you know or you don't know the reasoning behind why they made this sudden change, the whole point of WWE, you making the fucking change to begin with, was to sit there and get the fucking hotspot off of that situation. And then when people are no longer on that situation because they're on the situation that they don't like that you've made, you then decide to try to fucking hide the shit, delete the video, re-upload shit, and be disingenuous to not only the other superstars in the fucking back, but also your fucking fans. Because you sit there and you say, oh, it's always for business. What's good for business is good for the fans of WWE and everything like that. Not if you're going to sit there and do some fucking snake shit like that. Dwayne, you was great, but your dumbass don't have any fucking business being in this fucking match. You had your fucking time to do it, and you couldn't do it because of a scheduling issue because you wanted to make a dumbass Black Adam movie. That flopped. You want to be on the board of directors? Fine. Cool, whatever. But don't sit there and try to do the fucking time warp and take a spot away from a storyline that we are quite literally 2 years invested into just because you don't want the bad publicity because your boss did what he did. Because at the end of the day, before he was on the board of directors, he was your boss. And quite honestly, I've already seen what the talks of what they're planning to do. And I'm sorry, it's stupid. I don't give a fuck if you want to sit there and have Cody get the belt off of Seth and then have him challenge Roman at SummerSlam to unify the fucking titles again, which is stupid because we just ununified the fucking things by making a whole new championship in the first place. You need to get off the fucking trend. And on top of that, you had multiple fucking other individuals that could have took CM Punk's place. Case in point, Braun. But you decided to sit there and take the cheap and easy way out. And it wasn't even really anyone in creative that made that decision. It was The Rock, because he is for the people. But yeah, if you're for the people, why are you taking down a video that literally the people, over 5,000 people, disliked? What are you afraid of? That you're going to create another Daniel Bryan moment? Because people actually sat there and spoke up that they didn't like how you were treating a specific superstar? It doesn't matter if you delete a video. It doesn't matter how many fucking tweets you sit there and you put out. The people, the fans, the thousands in attendance, those that are sitting at home watching, giving you fucking money, they're still going to fucking sit there and speak. Like Lashley and Carrot both sat there and said, we stand with Cody still fucking trending. Justice for Cody was trending. And then I sit there and I said this the other day, and I know it was already published and ready to go, but you want to sit there and take down a fucking video. You could have easily sat there and took down the fucking video of Cody's best matches. But to me, that was a slap in the fucking face to Cody right after the fucking shit that happened. Oh, we took his spot, but let's continue to push the video of his best matches. Guess what? You just took one from him. Like, I've not sat there, and I don't care what anyone says. You can sit there and, you know, say, oh, I shouldn't be saying this during this type of the month or whatever the case may be or whatever. But I have not been on this whole Rock coming back and challenging Roman fucking shit since his bald ass head showed up being a former champion since the very jump. So quite honestly, either you listen to the fucking people, you listen to your fucking fans like you say you do, or you about to lose a lot of fucking fans, myself included. Because quite honestly, AEW ain't doing shit to fucking improve themselves. WWE, you making choices that make you look like Tony Khan. I'm about to sit there and say fuck all y'all, and it's TNA City. I'm done.
Okay, so WWE has said that they are monitoring the response from the fans. Logan Paul tweeted last night, "We want Cody." Ricochet tweeted this afternoon, "We want Cody." Summer Rae spoke her piece immediately after the show on Twitter. Apparently, Matt Cardona said something about it with his match against Dolph Ziggler yesterday in GCW. So it's making its rounds. My heart broke for Cody on Friday, and I feel like since I've been doing wrestling content, every time Rock shows up, my excitement lessens more, and he's ruining the image that I have of him as far as wrestling goes. Because I can separate The Rock and Dwayne Johnson, but it's starting to look like Dwayne Johnson is taking over The Rock's image. And it could possibly be ruining his legacy, because it's like every time you come up, you take something from somebody. You did it to CM Punk. CM Punk told us that this is something that you would do. He even subliminally said the shit to Cody when they had their face off before the Rumble. So now we have to deal with them forcing Rock into the Bloodline storyline. How are they going to do that? We don't know. Rock said about 2 weeks ago when he signed on to be on the board of for TKO. He said that he didn't want to do the match this year and that he needed time to build the story between him and Roman. He said he likes to take a year and have a slow build, which means he would have cleared his schedule for this year to build up to 41. Within 2 weeks, you changed your mind and forced your way into essentially backdooring this guy. For what? WrestleMania had damn near sold out when the tickets went public. So what are you saving it from? Everybody was already coming to Philly. The people with Peacock subscriptions were going to renew their subscriptions regardless. So I'm still not understanding how you went from saying 2 weeks ago you want to take a year to build up between you and Roman, make this a real feud, to now having to do it in 60 days. It doesn't make sense. When you have someone who's been building this story since 2022 when he came back. He did the three-peat with Rollins. No one wants to see a fourth. Every time him and Rollins got into the ring, he beat him. He beat him when he came back. He beat him when they had the second round. He beat him when he had the torn pec. Why are we still doing this? Why do I personally, because I said this is personal to me, why am I spending $2,000 to watch something that's being forced upon me because the former owner of the company is a creep? Because first of all, why are we using Vince as a means of you being a selfish little spoiled fuckchar? Let's keep that the center focus of this. Because what you're saying is, excuse me, that you're coming to save it because of that situation. People weren't going to stop watching because of that situation. Triple H already had put his foot in his mouth at the press conference after the Rumble when he said he didn't read the fucking documents. People weren't going to resell their fucking tickets after that. They were still going to go. So why are we acting like taking this from this man is valid, when in reality, it's you fueling your own ego? This is ego driven. Let's not put this on, we're clearing this up, or we're trying to hide the shit with Vince, when it's ego driven. You had already said, I'm not willing to do this right now. We can do it next year. What I feel like is because he sat on Pat McAfee's show back in November and even mentioned that that match was supposed to happen at 39. Now he feels like because he opened his big bald ass mouth that it has to happen now because he already put it in the atmosphere. You trying to cover your ass. You trying to cover the company's ass who didn't need fucking covering. And your excuse is, I'm coming to save the event. The event was fine. There was nothing to be saved. WrestleMania 40 was not fucking doomed. Because Vince is a pervert. He been a pervert. Why do you think they had all them goddamn bra and panty matches back in the day? Why do you think he was groping up the divas on national TV weekly? Why do you think he was allegedly selling Stephanie's coochie up the fucking river for investments? They had her cut a promo about that shit. It's been in our faces for fucking years. You weren't saving anything. You were fueling your own ego. So now what? In the next 2 months, what are they going to do? They're going to force Roman to come to work? They're going to force Roman to come to work? They're going to have Jimmy and Solo have matches with Rock to get to Roman? Is that what we about to do? Don't nobody want to see that shit? Y'all need to start prepping for other things. If this is y'all's way of trying to revive the Bloodline storyline, y'all are sadly fucking mistaken. Y'all could have just left it where it was at. Them re-uploading the video and cutting Cody out was a slap in the face to Cody. I wouldn't blame Cody if he left the company again after this shit. I wouldn't. I simply wouldn't. Now I want to talk to and about the fans. Wishing harm on another human being because of your favorite wrestler getting their spot taken is never okay. Before we sat down to record, I saw a tweet that said that they hope that Rock gets unalived and that Roman's leukemia comes back and takes him out.
That's fine.
What is wrong with y'all? It's not that steep. We're handling it through social media on every platform to the point where they're keeping their eye out on it. You don't have to wish death upon people to get your point across. You don't have to say, oh, well, he's old as fuck, he gonna tear something anyway, to get your point across. Because, again, we can't keep bringing age into this shit because R-Truth and The Rock are the same fucking age. So, when y'all want to sit and be like, oh, he's in his 50s, he can't move, da-da-da-da. Well, Ron Killings is beating ass. I know y'all saw what he did in the Rumble.
Oh, yeah.
So why do y'all not think that this big buff black Samoan man can't get into ring shape? I don't understand why physical harm has to be a thing for y'all to get y'all's point across. And then on top of that, Roman didn't even fucking do anything. So why is he getting threats? The whole point is this. The company made Cody look a rat-ass fool. They had him two-peat. They had him point to Roman and say, I'm coming for you. They essentially buried Seth, too. Had him begging on his, damn near on his broke-ass knee for Cody to pick him. Then turned around and had Roman, which, by the way, Roman meant everything he said in that promo. The Bloodlines promos aren't scripted. They aren't written. They go out there and they freestyle. So everything he said came from his chest. You had him bury Seth and the title. And then had Cody look that man in his eyes and says, I'm still going to face you. I'm still going to beat you. It's just not going to be at WrestleMania. And then had that man stand there and watch the person who's going to take his spot come out. Dap him up, whisper a little something in his ear. And then have him leave the one thing that he wants in the center of that ring. And y'all thought we wasn't going to be outraged? Y'all thought it was just going to be like, The Rock, oh my God, he's here, it's been like 11 years, And then there's also rumors that he wants to win?
That's crazy, I didn't hear those rumors.
He's pushing to win? What if I told you that neither Dwayne Johnson or Roman Reigns is the head of the table. What if I told y'all it's Rikishi? Then what? You're gonna be mad, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, there is some other things to talk about. We can discuss the Rumble since we got that out at the beginning of the episode. Let's talk about something positive, since I think we've only been here maybe 30 minutes. Yep, 35 minutes.
Bailey and Damage Control.
So let's start with the Women's Rumble. As predicted, Bailey did win. And it's ironic to me that when Damage Control does turn on Bailey, Dakota Kai is nowhere to be found. But gets on Twitter and tweets, "Yo, what the fuck is happening? You're not innocent. We know you know that this was about to happen." Which is leading to the match that I wanted to see, which is Io and Bailey for that title, which we've pretty much been building up to since SummerSlam. That right there is great storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
We had some comebacks and some new faces in the Women's Rumble. And now that I'm thinking of it, that's kind of a slap to Roxy's face, because she didn't get a call up, but she also has a match tonight. So
that's probably why.
Yeah. Naomi came in at number 2. Welcome home.
Oh yeah.
Jordynne Grace appeared from TNA with her championship.
Oh yeah.
Let's see. From NXT, you had Tiffany Stratton and Roxanne Perez. Jay Cargill debuted.
Oh yeah.
Liv Morgan came back as well.
I mean, oh yeah, yeah.
R-Truth came out in the Women's Rumble as well.
Oh yeah.
I think overall the Women's Rumble was better than the men's.
I agree. I think
that same thing goes for War Games as well. The women's match was better than the men's. And I just think that because the women have more drive, that's why they're like coming out on top with these matches. The Fatal 4-Way was mid. The way that they had the way that they had Logan retained was stupid.
I liked it.
Which led to a match between him and Austin Theory Friday. Which I thought was going to end up being a tag match with Trick and Mello, because the dirt sheets were saying that they were supposed to appear on SmackDown Friday and they didn't. And then the Men's Rumble started out great with Jimmy versus Jay, and then like just slowly took like a dive to hell. And then it picked back up at the end with Punk and Cody. I think that Punk and Sammy's spots should have been switched. I think that Sammy should have came in at 27 and Punk should have came in at 30. And being that there weren't any legends that came back during the Rumble this year, I feel like since that was Punk's first televised match in WWE, it should have been switched. That those two numbers should have been switched. Because Sammy didn't get the pop that he should have gotten, because he's been away for almost 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
But he did the holiday tour. He just hasn't been on TV.
Yeah.
But But overall, it was a great Rumble to me. A lot of people didn't fuck with it. But like I said, those two matches in between the Rumbles were mid and could have been kept. I heard that Paul Heyman looked Logan Paul in the face and said to him, top that. And to be honest, him and Kevin 100% topped that match. That Fatal 4-Way was ass.
Yeah, they did. That LA, match was
LA
actually...
LA Knight carried that better. Fucking match on his back.
Yeah.
Maya, do you have anything to say about the Rumble?
Not really, if I'm being honest with you. Like, the only thing about the Rumble, really, W. Bailey win and give Cody a spot back. That's all I gotta say.
We still don't know where Mercedes Moné is going. Now with Damage Control essentially kicking Bailey out, and the match happening at first official match of WrestleMania that has been confirmed. It has a graphic and everything. So she still has time to pop up. She could also pop up at the first pay-per-view of the year for AEW.
Oh, yeah.
But she's also been seen training with Io over the weekend. So, who knows?
This is because they're good. Just because they're good friends, right?
Were they in the company at the same time?
Yeah, but on different brands.
Okay, see? so that's still swirling around where she could possibly go. With Trinity being back, I am very hopeful that she could come back. And then we can start up a ruckus with the tag titles, because they never lost them. They just dropped them off and left. So, yeah. I just want to go back to the beginning of the Men's Rumble, Jimmy versus Jay. If at any point they do, like, officially go back and forth with this bullshit for that to be the main event of WrestleMania Night 2, they have to jumpstart the match with the twins immediately. The beginning of the Men's Rumble, like I said, was great. It gave us a snippet of what that could be. Until Grayson Waller came out and decided to try and cut a promo in the middle of the Rumble and got his ass tossed.
His salad tossed.
I didn't say that.
Oh, my fault.
I'm not discussing Vince. It's triggering. For me as a survivor, I don't play like that. I don't even want the thought of that in my head. He can go to hell. Cutting the porn stash off doesn't make you any less of a creep. You just look even creepier, and you can rot in hell. And I don't know if a lot of people have paid attention, but that case that's going around is very recent. It's from 2020, 2021. It is 2024. So that case has happened within the last, like, that time frame is within the last 3 years. At 70-something years old, you still being a weird-ass pervert? Go to hell. This episode is going out as soon as we're done. I'll be live on TikTok discussing the Cody stuff even further at 6 p.m. That's pretty much it. If y'all don't have nothing else to say, we can end this.
We want Cody. I'm sorry, I said that in a very weird way. Yeah, I'm gonna say it normally. We want Cody.
Yeah, no. Like, I'm sorry. Like, and I'm gonna say this. There's something that I've been seeing on TikTok, And I'm sorry, whether it is a rumor, whether it is a theory craft, whatever. There was something that I saw on TikTok where essentially they were sitting there and saying that the match hasn't been confirmed between Rock and Roman. So they essentially theory craft that they're going to do this build up. They're going to have Roman sign a contract. And then Rock is going to sit there and be like, you didn't read the contract.
Well, that was and, theory. I don't think.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Regardless if it's a fan theory or not, if WWE sees that and they decide, you know what, let's do it, I'm sorry. Shame on you. Because a swerve or not, the shit ain't, like, put whatever y'all are cooking with back in the fucking fridge. And just give the people that you claim, you know, you do business for, to the people. I'm gonna be real with you. I ain't doing the thing.
Alright, so that's it for the wrestling room. We still don't have any social media pages. You can listen to this wherever podcasts are found. Apple, Spotify, YouTube, iHeartRadio. And there's one more that I always fucking forget. But, oh, Amazon Prime. That's it. We'll see you guys when we see you.
Peace on the streets.
Hopefully the next time you guys hear from us, we'll have better fucking energy. Because this right here is so fucking annoying to even, like, think about.
That it's annoying, it's triggering, and it's honestly just a situation that I honestly don't think any of us really want to talk about, but as individuals that are not only doing this podcast, along with all of the other, you know, higher up podcasts, you know, people, it's something we have to cover. But at the same time, at the end of the day, we have feelings, just like the people that are part of these storylines have feelings. And it's clear that not only the fans, but also your clientele, your superstars, the people that work for your company, feel the same way.
So yeah. I keep making jokes about going down to headquarters with a picket sign. That's not actually going to happen. But it's funny to say because it keeps me laughing. But I would like for this company to, like, debug my room. Because every time I say something on the internet about this company, it then proceeds to happen. It was fun at first. Now it's annoying. But like I said, this has been the Wrestling Room. We will talk to y'all at another time, and yeah, goodbye.